CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. Top leaders laid flower baskets at the monument to the people's heroes in the heart of Beijing this morning to mark the National Day. President Hu Jintao and other top leaders participated in the ceremony and paid their respect to those who sacrificed for the nation's independence and prosperity. The leaders joined 3,600 representatives from all walks of life in Beijing in the ceremony to mark the 62nd anniversary of founding of the People's Republic of China. Premier Wen Jiabao says vegetable producers should sell their produce directly to urban consumers so as to lower retail prices. He made an inspection tour early Saturday morning of a fresh vegetable market in northern Beijing's Beihang community that opens on weekends to sell vegetables directly to consumers. The premier said the best way to lower vegetable prices is to link producers and consumers. Farmers can sell their produce directly to supermarkets, schools, and communities, so that farmers can earn more while consumers spend less. And more importantly, urban families can buy fresh vegetables at a good price and vegetable waste is also reduced. China's Industry and Commerce Watchdog has urged local authorities to step up safety checks and regulation during the 7-day National Day holiday that starts today. The State Administration for Industry and Commerce said in an urgent circular, the local supervisory bodies must pay special attention to enterprises in mining, hazardous chemicals, and fireworks sectors. It called for severe punishment for illegal behaviors that compromise work safety. The circular said emergency response plans should be made to ensure accidents are dealt with expeditiously. China's National Marine Environmental Forecasting Center has warned residents in the country's southern provinces to take precautionary measures against approaching Typhoon Nalgi. It says local authorities and residents are asked to intensify safety checks on fishing facilities off the coast of southeastern Fujian and Guangdong provinces as Nalgi sweeps across the eastern part of the South China Sea. The center issued a yellow alert for sea waves on Saturday. A yellow alert is the second lowest alert level in the country's four-level rainstorm alert system. China's central bank has reiterated it will continue to pursue a prudent monetary policy and make price stability a priority. The People's Bank of China said in a statement, the rhythm and force of the monetary policy must be handled carefully. China's Purchasing Managers Index, PMI, continued its rise in September, hitting 51.2% in September from 50.9% in August. The China Federation of Logistics and Purchasing says the 0.3 percentage point rebound marked the PMI's two consecutive months' rise, indicating that economic development is continuing to stabilize and that the worries of a hard economic landing are being eased. This is CRI News. During the week-long National Day holiday starting today, more than 530 million people are expected to go on a journey, an increase of nearly 10% from the same period last year, according to an official prediction. The spokesman for the Ministry of Transport says China's railways, highways, and airlines will serve a daily average of 75.6 million travelers during the holiday from October 1st to 7th. They will be especially busy on the first and last days of the holiday when people are leaving and returning. He says more than 830,000 buses with 20 million seats will be operating during the holiday. Meanwhile, 21,000 ships with nearly 900,000 seats will be operating at full steam. China plans to decrease leprosy rates by 50% over the next 10 years, according to a joint plan to fight the infectious disease issued by the Ministry of Health and 10 other ministerial-level institutions. The prevalence rate is targeted to be brought down to one case per 10,000 people by 2015. The rate is further shrunk to one in every 100,000 people by 2020 in at least 98% of the country's counties, according to the plan. China's judicial authorities have set up 59 provincial-level rehabilitation centers and treated more than 35,000 drug users in these centers throughout the country's efforts to curb drug-related crimes and maintain social stability. An official with the Ministry of Justice says the centers receive substance abusers who enter voluntarily or are forced into treatment. He says the centers are exploring ways to help drug addicts break their habits, recover from psychological or mental problems, and better integrate themselves back into society. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.